The Tana Rabbanan, it's a very complicated sugya. We have to have the whole sugya in our heads. We have to figure out a little bit what's flying in the sugya. Man Tana loha the Tana Rabbanan, four lines from the top. Who is the Tana of this Baraisa? The Baraisa says, Leisamale Isha Kedeira Asosiyos Vitulmosim the Toniach L'Seich HaTanor Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. A woman is not permitted to fill up a pot with these different types of macholim, and she's putting it Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. V'im Nosnam, and if she did, she wasn't permitted to do it, L'moitzoi Shabbos Asurim B'chdei Sheyasu. So the food that was cooked in Shabbos in these pots is also to eat and to derive benefit from till it'll pass the time that it took to prepare this food. Kiyaitse boy, the same halacha applies, la yamalei nachtum chavi shalmayim, a baker should not fill up a barrel full of water, the yaniach l'seicha tanor erev Shabbos im chashecha, and shouldn't put it in the tanu, v'ibosakein l'moitzoi Shabbos asurim b'chdei sheyasu. So these are two cases that the Baraisa says that if a person put up these pots, it is also to have hanor from the tafshilim in these pots, the water and the tumosim. So the Gemara did not understand why is it also. So the Gemara wanted to say, Lema beishamayhi v'loi beisilul. Perhaps this Baraisa goes only according to beishamay and not according to beisilul. So we mentioned last week that the Rashba explains the Gemara as follows. Shitas Rashi is, Rashi and other Rishonim, the Rosh, learned that this woman that is putting up asosiyos and tumosim, the nachtum that is putting up water, the purpose of these foods is he wants to have them for the asosiyos and tumosim, he wants to have for malava malke, moitzoi Shabbos. And the nachtum wants to have hot water, he wants to bake moitzoi Shabbos, he's a royes anoylod, so he's putting up the water erev Shabbos, in order to be assured that Moitzoi Shabbos will have water. And what is wrong in this? So the Gemara held that the only thing that could be wrong is according to Beishamai. Beishamai holds that there's a issa of Shvisas Kalim, that one is not permitted that his Kalim should do a Malacha in Shabbos. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, if that is so according to Beishamai, how is one allowed to have a pot cooking on Shabbos? A malach is being done with his keli on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, the mafkilahu afkure, that before Shabbos, he's mafkir the pot, so it comes out, the food that is being cooked on Shabbos, not being cooked in his pot. He's only mitzuvah on Shvisas Kalim. If his keli is in his kelim, there is being done a malacha. If he's mafkeret, it is not his keli. So therefore, there's no issa of shvisas keli. Pshat in avkuri mafkeluhu. We have here a machlokes harishayim. Taisvis learns that he himself is mafker, and there's a chiddush lalacha. Even though all the time hefke has to be made in front of three people to assure us that he really means what he's saying. It's not a tchine. He's saying it in front of three people, to our edim. One has the opportunity to take it away right now. And if he says, I'm mafkir, he really means it. But a hefker b'nei l'bein atzmoi is not such a lechatchila dike hefker. Here we're saymach on it, we assume that he is really sincere in what he's saying because he doesn't want to be over the issa of shvisas kalim. But al koponim, it is a big kula. So, in Taisus, it's mavur, this kula only applies if you need it for Shabbos. if you need the malacha to be done in the keli, the tzairich Shabbos, so we were samech on this hefker garua, on this mediocre hefker, and we say it's sufficient. Kedai to have a cholent on Shabbos, so we'll be samech on the, that he was mafker, the pat, beinoy lebein atzmoy, without no one knowing about it, erev Shabbos. But if the baker wants to go and prepare water for Moitzoi Shabbos, or the Isha wants to make it to Muslim for Malava Malka Moitzoi Shabbos, and this, that already, we want Soimech on a mediocre Hefker. Then we need a real Hefker. The Rashba learns that Avkuri Mafker Bechlau doesn't mean that the each person was mafker erev Shabbos to Kalim. No, Leiv Bezdin Master. Bezdin was mafker for everyone, and also, but that's only Letzairich Shabbos. Shalei Letzairich Shabbos were not mafker. So Mamela, the Gemara, did not understand what could be wrong if you put up a pot, erev Shabbos, and it's cooking the whole Shabbos. So the only thing that could be wrong is according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds is a din of Shvises Kalim. And the only heter is hefker, and they were only seimach on hefker if it is letzeirich Shabbos. If it is shalei letzeirich Shabbos, so memele, then they weren't seimach on hefker. So that's shat the Gemara's kasha, that it can go leimah beishamai, v'loi beishilu. According to beishilu, there's nothing wrong. Agav ulche, from this Gemara, the achroinim ask a kasha, it is brought down in Hilchis Yom HaKippurim, Simin Tav Reish Tes, it is brought down a whole tumul, if a person is permitted to put up a pot Erev Yom Kippur, it should cook a whole Yom Kippur, they should have what he eat, Moitzoy Yom HaKippurim. Is it mutter, is it not mutter, it comes out that Yom Kippur is cooking for Moitzoy Yom Kippur, it's a whole tumul. So the Achroinim ask, some Seifa by us ask, we have enough in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't see anything wrong in this. According to Beis Shammai, it is a din of Shvises Kalim, so Memele, the Gemara found something wrong in it, but not according to Beis Shammai, there's nothing wrong. The Chochma Shloime on Simen Tov Reish Tes, and the Sam Seifa over here asks this kasha. On those days that hold there's an Issa, to put up a pot, shaloi letzairich Yom HaKippurim, for Moitzoi Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara says, no, you're not learning the correct pshat in the Baraisa. It is not al Shvises Kalim, afilo teime Beis Hillel. The Baraisa can be going according to Beis Hillel. So what's wrong? Gzeira shema yechate begicholim. It's no good if you have a pot on the fire. He might, and it's cooking the whole Shabbos, he might stir the coals in order to assure that it should be completely cooked, that the water should be warm. So Mamela, this is a dangerous affair. The fire one is not permitted to do this. Shema yechata b'gicholim. Ihochi. So what's all the time kedere? So it seems all the time kedere, he puts up something cooked already. So there's no shailov shema yechata. It's cooked, it just has to remain warm. But these things, it seems, he wanted that they should get cooked. The kedere asosiyois tabosim, he wanted they should get cooked. It took a long time to get cooked. So here we're afraid, Shemo yechata b'gecholim. So memele, that's why they asked. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, Mugmer v'gofres nami ligzer. According to Beis Hillel said, if the previous Baraisa is going according to Beis Hillel, but we learned a Baraisa, according to Rabbi says the Baraisa is going according to Beis Hillel, and the Baraisa says a person is allowed to be megamer the kalim, that means to put a reyach toiv in the kalim, that means he put clothing over psomim, incenses that were being burned. And this was working the whole Shabbos, and he's permitted to do it. Let us also be afraid, Shemo Yechate. Maybe he might, if he wants us to go a whole Shabbos, Shemo Yechate, let's also be Goyza. It's interesting, how did the Gemara know, here the baker needs it Moitzoi Shabbos, here this is a process, here he's always going to Achasna Moitzoi Shabbos. So Kapon of the Gemara was Medame, Mugmar, the Gofris is Gorantos Santazach, Gofris is that there was sulfur in the fire, and that was, they put silver kalem over it, so one would be able to see the indentations in the silver kalem. Al Koponim, the Gemara was Medame, Mugmer, Vigofris, to this case of Kedere. It's also not so poshut what the Dimyan is. About the Sfas Emes, I think, is Ma'ira, what is the Dimyan? If he doesn't need it in Shabbos, and maybe right Meitzoy Shabbos, he also doesn't need it, so who says it's a Gzera of Shema Yechate? Al Koponim, the Gemara asks, Mugmer, Vigofris, Nami, Ligzer. Let us be geyser also. You're just telling me a new yisoid is a gzeir of Shema Yechate. So the Gemara says, Hosom loy mechati lehu. No, there is nothing but to worry about. He won't stir up the coals. Why? The imechate, if he'll stir up the coals, solik behu kutre, so smoke will come out. The koshelu, so then he'll defeat his purpose. The begodim, instead of getting a good reich, they'll get a smoke odor. And it seems there'll be mekalkel, the silver kalem also. So there, he keeps hands off, and there's nothing what to worry about. So the Gemara asks further, Oinin shel pishton nami ligze. In the Mishnah it says that one is permitted to put into a tanur flax, stalks of flax, and they're in the tanur the whole Shabbos, and it's also permitted. Let's also be afraid, Shemo Yechate. So the Gemara says, Hosom, kiven de koshelahu zike, if he'll open up the tunnel, so the cold air coming in, that could spoil the flax. Is loy megalilei. So also, he won't open up the tunnel. There's no reason to open up the tunnel because he's afraid. That means he'll lose more than he'll gain. Given the kosher luzike loy megalalei. So the Gemara asks further. Let's go to the next case in the Mishnah. Tzema leyoira. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to put wool into a vat, and it's going to be dyeing. You've been koilet the dye on Shabbos, and it's muta ligzer. Here, let's be goyzer shema yechate. And here it seems this is a good kasher. More than even eight on this kasha. Amar Shmuel b'yoyra akure. That the Mishnah is speaking about that the vat is off the fire. So memele, there's no gzeire of Shema Yechate. So the Gemara asks, v'neichosh Shema megisbo. But he might go, just like you're afraid that he might stir up the coals in order to ensure that it should cook better, so he might go and mix up the wool together with the dye so it should be get colored better. And this is an iser d'oraisa. According to Tosfos, there's an iser of tzeveya. He's coloring it. He's improving the color. And according to Rashi, it seems there's an iser mevashel over here by mixing up something that just came off the eish. There's an iser of mevashel. So how do you take away this chash? So the Gemara says ba'akure v'tuche. It's off the eish, and the cover is the cover over the vat is there's mud on it. And it's difficult to open it up. And as Rashi explains, he'll start opening up, before he opens it up already, he'll remind himself that it's Shabbos, and he won't mix it up. You won't mix up the tzemer in the yoyre. So the Gemara says further, V'hashte the omar mar gzeiro shema yechata b'gecholim. Now that you told us there's a gzeira, you are megalotas, there's a gzeira shema yechata b'gecholim. Hai kidro chaisa, if a person has a pot, and in the pot there's raw meat, shori la'anuchei erev Shabbos imcha sheicha, betanula. So one is permitted to put up the raw meat in a oven. Why? My time. Kiven the loichazi liyote, since he knows that the meat will not get done at night, it won't get done by the time this they'll be prepared for the suda. He has no intentions of serving the meat at night because it can't, if he put up a raw piece of meat in a pot, it won't get done. Is kiven the loichazi liyote asuchi masach daite minei. So he has no intentions of using this meat for the night's suda, because he knows it can't get done in time for the suda. So memele, he's mesiach das for using this meat. He'll use it tomorrow by the suda after musaf. By that time, it will zicha be done. So there's no need to stir the coals. For tonight, it won't help. And for tomorrow, you don't need it. So he won't come and stir the coals because this is such a machol that there's no necessity. Uboshul, what if something, if it's completely cooked or partially cooked, shapir domi, it's also good. We also don't have to be afraid that he might go and stir the coals, because he also doesn't have an incentive for it. It's cooked already. So they also want geyser. Boshel v'loy boshel. What if the food is partially cooked and it's not edible yet? So then, also. Then it's also, because then he's put into an asoyin. He intends and he hopes to use it for the night sudeh. And if it won't be done, he'll be mechate. So memele, then it is awesome. The isha de beigar mochaye, but what if we'll throw into this pot that is boshel veloy boshel? He'll go and put in a raw bone. So shapir domi. So then he's permitted to put up the whole tafshel. Why? Because since on the bone, which is part of the tafshel, he doesn't have any expectations to use it for the night suda. So and this is part of the tafshel, so already he's mesiach das from the whole tafshel that he won't eat it tonight. He'll eat it for the second suda. So by the second suda, we don't have to be afraid of be mechad. Let us see Rashi. Asosiyos v'tumosim mine kitniyos utzrichen bishul yoisa. These have to be cooked a lot. B'chdei sheyasu k'dei shelo yehene mimelecha Shabbos. You shouldn't have anor from melecha Shabbos. So according to the Hava Mine, that the time was out, it's going according to Beis Shammai, and there's an Issa of Shvisas Kalim. So that's the Melecha Shabbos. His Kali was not Shoivis on Shabbos. That's Poshe. According to the Maskone, where was there the Melecha Shabbos? So the Maram says, we have to be afraid, maybe he was Mechate. Chazal or Goizus or something to be afraid of. So Mamele Kadesh Layenem in Melecha Shabbos. Or others want to say that alone, that Chazal asr to put the pot in such an oifen that there's a possibility might be mechata, so that kufe is aloche of melech Shabbos. This is also midarabono. Yechata b'gecholim, he might stir the coals, lemaher bishulam. In order to make sure that it should be cook quickly. Salik b'kutre, so the Gemara says that by mugmar v'gofres, he will not stir the coals, because smoke might come up. Shalaitzim, u'mashchech habgodim, so the godim will get black. Vashana eitzim koshelem, the smoke is kosher for the begodim, v'chein b'gofres, it's kosher for the kalim. Loi megale mishtach pitanu, v'leke lemigzer shema yechata b'gecholim. Ligzer shema yechata b'gecholim by tzemer liyoyre. So the Gemara says, akura mi al ha'oir, it is not al ha'esh anymore. So the Gemara asks, but he might go and mix it up, megis mahapach bo, ube mevushul have a bishul. We mentioned last week the pashtus of Loshon Rashi is that even though it's completely cooked, there's still an iser bishul through hagose, something that's completely cooked. If you mix it again, you are nachamo being mevashul. So there's an iser of mevashul. So the Gemara says, v'teicha, mechusa bekisi shelo, the cover is on the vat, v'teicha betit sovit. And he puts mud around it, the kuli hai leitorach umitka. That means it's a difficult process to go and open up the cover, and by the time he might come to do it, he'll remind himself that it's Shabbos. Vahashte da omar mar da nochas kdeire lo yasire elo mishum chatoy. That is the yisr. Is hai kdeire chayso, shapir domi la shoyse lechatchila mi boigyoin betano. So if he has a pot and there's raw food in the pot, raw meat in the pot, vim is basheles kol halaylo, the vaday chayse, and it can cook a whole night, the vaday chayse lav adayta lemechlo leute. He did not put it there that she eat it at night. For tomorrow he won't stir the coal. So now Rashi explains, so what is this different than associates? Associates is also, he put them in raw. Even if we'll cook the whole night and the whole day, it also al pi derech hateva won't be ready moitzoi Shabbos. So there he has an incentive to stir the coals in order to make sure it'll be ready moitzoi Shabbos. Ma she'en kein by k'derech haisa will be ready by the second Suda. Uboshul shapir domi. So Rashi says, muvusheles kol tzoch. If it is completely cooked, shapir domi la nicha, the leiboi chitoi. He doesn't have to stir the coals. It's completely cooked already. He only wants it to remain warm. So whatever the matzav of the fire is, that'll be sufficient. Shode be gar mochaya. But what if he has boshel v'loi boshel, and he throws in a raw bone, the lav daite lemechle leute. So this will be matter that he's permitted to put up the whole tafshel. Zot the Gemara weiter. Hai bisra de gadya. Now, Taisus explains that now we are speaking about, till now we were speaking about something that was in a pot. Now we're speaking about he's roasting meat. There's also a chash of shema yechate. And here, when one roasts meat, we lose the heter of kdeiro chaisa. Kdeiro chaisa is if it's in the pot, it takes a long time to cook. So memela, he has no intentions of using it for the night suda. When he's roasting meat, it does not take so long to cook. So memela, by roasting, we lost the heter of kdeiro chaisa, and it is also, Rafili puts in a raw piece of meat to roast right before Shabbos. And that's what we're speaking about now. He put in a raw piece of meat, which we don't have the heter of kedera chaisa. Hai bisra de gadye, if a person has meat of a young gdi, of a young goat, visharik, and also on the opening of the tano, he put tiach, he put some tit there, shapir domi, so that's sufficient. One is permitted to do this. Vibarcho, what if it is meat of an aisle that is not, that it's a tougher meat? V'loy sharik, also. So we'll see in a minute what the cheshbainis are. It's v'loy sharik. We didn't put anything. He didn't put any tit on the Pesach Hatanu, and it's meat of a barcha, which is a tougher meat. It's not such a gentle meat as gadya is also. The gadya v'loy sharik, the barcha v'sharik. What if you have chodol tivusa? It's gadya. We'll see that there's a svore, that gadya, there's a svore, I don't have to be afraid, open up the Pesach Hatanu, because it's zike koshila, the cold air that comes in could spoil the food. So the gadya v'loy sharik, but there was no simin, there was no heker on the door of the tanu. The barcha, zike is not koshila. If you'll open it up, nothing will happen to the meat. It's a tough meat. V'sharik, but you put tit on the door. So you have here, each one has one mila. Is this sufficient? Rav Ashi Shori, Rav Yirmiye Midifte Osa. Rav Ashi says, if you have one mila, it's also good. And Rav Yirmiye Midifte says that this is Osa. Let us see Rashi. Gadye Koshi Leizike. Gadya, it is, if cold air comes in, so you could spoil the meat. The meat gets spoiled, the sun gets in contact with cold air. Sharik pi hatano betit soviv, kisui einei muchan lachatai. So it is not easy to be mechate, if it's sharik. Barcha, ayil godol, loikosha leizike. Here, if you'll open up the tano, the cold air will not spoil the meat. V'osei l'gluye piyatano litoil kisuye l'chatoi. So you could go and open up the tano to be mechate. So therefore, balche v'loy shorik is icherosa. What's going to stop him? The gadya v'loy shorik. So the Gemara clears a shaila. What'll be if it's a gdi? So we have something that's holding him back. Because koshilo zike, tuloy sharik, but there's no tiach. Ike chodeli isure, v'chodeli teire. There's one svore ta'asa, and there's one svore because it's loy sharik, and there's one svore to be mata because it's agadye, koshilo zike. So if you have one svore, so what is the din? So we have here a machloikis, Rav Ashi and Rav Yirmiye. Rav Ashi holds that it is mutter, and Rav Yirmiya holds that it is osa. So, according to Rav Yirmiya, we see that ticha alone is not enough. That means even though we shmir something on the tano, that alone is not enough. So we'll see, Taisis will ask the Kasha, but the Ritva asks the Kasha over here. Before we said Tiche is sufficient, we asked the Kasha, there was a Yoire, and Yoire Shel Tzemer, we asked the Kasha, Shemo Megisbo. So the Gemara said that it's Toch, Akura B'Tuche, Al Tzach Shash of Hagose, we have nothing to be afraid of, it's Tucha. And here Rabbi Yirmiya says that tiche is not enough. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yair is mut and is a chash of hagosa. So what is pshat? So the Ritva says that we're speaking about two types of tiche. over there, the tikh of the of what we're speaking about by ayoyre, that's talking about it's a very difficult tikh. And by the time there Rashi mentioned the svara, the kula highlight torach umitka. So that means that there was a big job to open it up, and by the time he finishes opening up, he'll realize, Shem Shemaim, what am I doing at Shabbos? Mashenken over here, this tiche is not, it's a simenaza, but it is not such a strong tiche as before. Again, the Ritva and the Rashbe ask a different kasha. Gadya v'loitach. So Rav Ashi was matter, because kosher leizike. Because if he'll open it up, the meat will get spoiled because of the cold air that enters the tano. And Rav Yirmiyah holds that is not sufficient. We heard in the Mishnah, oinin shel pishton. We asked, why is that mutter? So the Gemara answered, because even the kosher leizike leimegalilei. The Gemara says that alone is sufficient. So the Ritva and the Rashba say it seems it's not the same kosher leizike, the same damage that could occur, that will occur by pishton, does not occur by gadya. That means there is a slight kilkel, but again it is not the same kilkel as by einin shel pishton. So it comes out over here that the tiche is not the same like before. The kosher leizike is not the same like before. So here we have a machlekes ameroim. If this is also sufficient, Rav Ashi held, this is also sufficient. You don't need the kosher leizike of oinim shel pishton. You don't need the tirche of akure v'toch. That's what Rav Ashi said. Rav Yirmi said, you do need it. If we have both together, gadye and shorik, so even though each one is not, gadya is not oinin shel pishton, and shorik is not the tiche, but al kaponim, both together, that is sufficient. That is the lishne kame of the machloikis of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Ashi. Now, so the Gemara asks, ula Rav Ashi de shori, according to Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi holds it is mutter. Well, Rav Ashi the shori bosnan. We learned ein tzoylen bosa, botzal obeye el kadeshi yitzula mibayid yoyim. Before you roast meat, you have to make sure that it's roasted already. Not allowed to, not permitted to put in a raw piece of meat. Why? Gzeire Shema Yechate. And the Gemara learned that since the Makshin held ain't silent boso, the Tane was very not explicit. Ain't silent boso means any piece of meat one is not permitted to roast. It has to be cooked, or else you should have specified. That was the svar of the Makshin. And according to Rav Ashi, there are certain meats which are permitted to be roasted. Gadya, you're permitted to roast. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, so Rav Ashi says, no, he's speaking about osam de balche v'loy shorik. He's not going into this shaila. He's speaking about a meat that there is a gzeire shema yechate, and so he's speaking about the balche v'loy shorik. But balche, that's not kosher lezike. And there's no tiche, so memele. So then it's taka osa. Alchadulay sharik is osa. Ikedam. Now the Gemara is a second loshen in the machloikis of Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Rav Ashi. The gadye, since it's kosher leizike, since he'll open up the tano, so there a kilkul will occur to the meat. It's a tender meat. Is bein shorik, bein loy shorik, shaper domi. So that alone, kosher leizike, that is enough. It's equivalent to einin shel pishton. So there's no shash of shema yechate. de balcho nami vishorik shapeldom. Verkehrt? Balcho dat shorik, so we have a tiach. No, so this tiach is, so it's also, we don't differentiate between the tiach of tucho, this, it's also good, also shapeldom. Verkehrt? According to the second lotion, the svoris of Rav Ashi were accepted by Rav Yirmiya also. Ki pligi de balcho veloy shorik. You have here balcho, which lechayre it is loy kosher lozike, veloy shorik. The Rav Ashi shori, Rav Ashi was mater afilu balcho veloy shorik. The Rav Yirmiya medifti also. If I'm not mistaken, I think one of the Rishonim says that Rav Ashi held that Balchad is also a psei kosher lezike b'miktsas. That was the svar of Rav Ashi. Rav Yirmiya midifta also. Ula Rav Ashi de shori. So according to Rav Ashi, that's mutter. That means any meat is mutter to put into a tanur. Zoi vas nan ein zoylen bosor. Botzel ubeye elokadeshe yatsulu mi ba'idyoin. So, what kind of meat are we speaking about? All meats, you say, are permitted. Are you not goyzer? He might go and stir the gecholim. So the Gemara answers, hosom bebisra agumri. There we are not speaking about meat in a tano. Meat in a tano, he won't open up the tano. Here we're speaking about that the boser, it's on a open fire, it's on coals. So here there's a chash already, he might go, and so the coals are in front of him. Here there's a chash, he might go and stir the coals. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bebisra gumri she'enoi betano. It is not in the tano. Tafilo kisileke. There's nothing holding him back. Umuchon laper boyo lachatois. That means it's tempting. There's nothing holding him back. So memele then afilo according to Rav Ashi is also. Omar Ravine said, "Hi kare chaye." Kare is a type of a squash that's raw. Shapir domi. Given the kosher leizike. Kibisre de gad yedomi. Since it's kosher leizike, so one is permitted to put it into a tano. So this would seem, this is like the lotion of, we pass on like Rabbi Yirmiya. He's saying that kare is similar to bisre de gad yedomi, that's kosher leizike. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, lo yemale nachtaim, k'demasik gzeire shema yechate. So gzeire shema yechate. He might go and stir the coals. Af al pi sheyeh shuhus harbe lehischame. So l'chayre Taisvis learns like Rashi, that he's making it for Mitzoy Shabbos. So bishloime by the associates and the Tumosim. So Rashi said even the Delilah and Yoim is not enough. Shein kol alayla b'yoim daylohem. So there's a gzeir of Shema Yechate. But here, by Mayim, it's zicher enough. So what is this different than Kedera Chais? I mean, he needs it for Meitzoi Shabbos, and it's in Shiesh Shuhus Harbe Litzchame. So Taisvah says, Chayshinan Shema Yitzstani. They were afraid that it might cool off and he won't have hot water Meitzoi Shabbos. Why? Fisheregilim lechameim al eish rocha. That means when they want hot water for Meitzoi Shabbos, they put it on a low flame. So memela, a low flame, there's a potential that it might lash the chais. So therefore, v'yeitzorich lechatois. So that's why Mayim shel nachtaim is similar to associates. Gzeira shema yechate. So the Gemara said that as the Gemara first wanted to say that the Tam is according to Beis Shammai al Shvisas Kalim. The Gemara did not know of this Gzeira of Shema Yechate. So Tosfos asks him Toimer Mikore de lo Yoda Haytime Tikshalei Masnisrin de Basel Botzel Ubeya Vechavore. Tosfos asks, the Zicha is such a Gzeira of Shema Yechate. One is not permitted to put Basel or Botzel. So you see, Zicha, there's a Gzeira of Shema Yechate. V'yeshloimar, Dohosom Yoda Shapir, Davitayme Mishum Shema Yechate. There the Gemara knew that the past Gzeira of Shema Yechate. She'ein Dovo Mavsik Beinoi Legecholim. There's nothing Mavsik between the food and the Gecholim. And here there's a kedera that is mafsik between the food and the gecholim. So we have to understand what Tosfos means. Tosfos says a chilek, here there's a kedera, here there's no kedera, but what's pshat? Now when I first learned the Tosfos, I thought that that here in order to get to the gecholim, in order to stir up the gecholim, you have to move the kedera, like it's impossible to get to the Gecholim without moving the Kedera. That's I thought Pshat and Tosfos. So I found Rav Moshe Zecheinu Levrocha Mutzetzech, he doesn't understand what Pshat and Tosfos said, there's a Kedera, so what? What's the difference? There's a Kedera, there's not a Kedera. So Rav Moshe says a very interesting Pshat. Rav Moshe says as follows. If a person puts meat up, Basel, he's putting Ein Tzeilen Basel Elukvesh Yitzulam Yibayim. If a person puts up meat, the meat is over the fire. So there's only one, that means like this. When you're putting up meat, either you can eat it for the night Suda, if it's ready you can eat it. If it's not ready, there's a Gzeire Shema Yechata, he wants it to be ready. But if it's not ready to leave it over for tomorrow, nishta vasered. Tomorrow, if you leave over meat, exposed meat over the fire, tomorrow will be a crisp. So memele, the only, so it has to be eaten tonight. If it has to be eaten tonight, so memele, so then we have the gzeir b'shema yechate. Because if it's not ready yet, for tomorrow it won't be edible, so it has to be eaten tonight. And he's up to this kosher very much, and gezungen, kol mekadish, and menucha v'simchim, the meat isn't ready. So mele, there's a gzeire b'shem yechate. Ma she'en came by a kdeire, when there's a kdeire near the eish. So if it's not ready, so we'll have two portions of cholin tomorrow. I mean, So it's not muchach. We don't need it for tonight. We could always, if it's not ready yet. So tomorrow we'll have a better meal. So that was pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara did not know a kedere, you could always put away for the morning the kesude. That is the maila of a kedere. We had in Brochus, the Gemara says, haraya kedere b'chalohim is yitzapel l'sholem. Because a pot makes sholem between the food and the between the water in the pot and the fire outside the pot. That's the mail of a kedera. The kedera is megin ala tavshul. So memele, the Gemara held if there's a kedera, so since you always have an option of using the food for the next day suda, so the Gemara didn't know that there's a gzeira shema yechater. That was the havamid of the Gemara. And the Gemara was mechadish, no, even By a kedera, there's also a gzeira shema yechat. Dilma meyis bo, so Taisa says, v'havi tseveya. B'yoyre akuro v'tucha. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about a yoyre akuro, it's not al ha'ech, there's no gzeira of shema yechat. And al tachshash of shema yogis, it's v'tucha. So Tosfos asks, L'chayre, this was the Ritzvah's kasha. That's how the Rasha explains Taisvitz. So we hear, in the first Lashon of the Machloikis, Rabbi Yirmi and Ravashi, so Rabbi Yirmi held that Tiach alone is not enough. Barche v'shorik is not enough. So we see Tiach is not enough. And here we have Barbi Ayoire v'tuche. Here there's Bachshash of Hagoser. So Tiach is enough. So what's the difference? So Taitzva says, Ve'em lochosh shemo yegala v'yogis, she'in derech lo hogis kemori l'chatois. So Taitzva says that the lo hogis kemori l'chatois. So Taitzva says that the chash hagose is less than the chash chitoi. So even though by the chash of chitui, we are not soimech and shorik, but by the chash of hagose, we are soimech and shorik. That's what Teretz according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'oi de shema mahavik tfei, so this Teretz l'chayre, this is similar to the Ritvis Teretz, that the truche of Yaire is more mehudrik, is tighter, more difficult to remove than the shorik of Balch. Borshel v'laibosh rul also. Tzarech lor. V'laibosh rul also. Tzarech lorimar v'laihavir kemachal ben drisoy. The havik and machal ben resoy, if it is machal ben resoy, is either a half cooked or a third cooked. Shayla shayser gabi kirafal pishein a grufa ktuma. So what Taisva says, boshul loy boshul. Till now we were speaking about vishal. And now we are speaking about tzli, the food that is being roasted. V'chein mashme midemaisi Allah ein soilin boso boso lebeye. The Gemara is medame takert. It's very good. Taisa said before that there's a difference by boso. There's no k'deira that's mafsik. Here the Gemara speaks about the Gemara is medame ein soilin boso boso lebeye. L'kama bepirke nami maisi lo. Amishalshalim es haPesach. Later, the Gemara speaks about the din, if one is permitted, Erev Shabbos, to put a Pesach in a tanur. So the Gemara brings down this machloikis of Ravashi and Rav Yirmiyah. Ulahochi, samameila, so you see we're speaking about sleep. Ulahochi, balcha v'loi shorik osa, and therefore, balcha v'loi shorik, according to the first lashon, that according to everyone, balcha v'loy shorik is also afilu b'chaya, even though it's completely raw, kiven the mairi b'tzli, since we are speaking about that we're roasting it, roi la'oichlo balayla, so it's possible to eat it at night. With tzli, one can quicken the roasting process. So memele is loyasich, so it's loyasich daite. But osilachatuye, so therefore he might come to be mechat. Hosam bebisra agumri. So the Gemara answered, the Gemara asked according to the second lashon, that Ravashi was matter, even balcha b'loy shorik. So the Gemara asked, what's ein soilem boso? So the Gemara says there it's speaking about bisra agumri. So Rashi explained, there's no tanner whatsoever. So there it's muchen lapach bayu lachatois. So there they were geisim. Vim taima l'rav Ashi deshori balcha v'loy shorik. Rav Ashi was mata balcha v'loy shorik. V'loy osa elo bisra agumri. He only asel bisra agumri. Tikshle mas nisen dein noisnin hapas besoich hatanu. It says that a noisnin hapas besoich hatano. You're not allowed to put pas into a tano. Why not? As long as the tanel is closed. I think this is the that I mentioned before in the Gemara. I think the Rashba says Baruch is also kosher lezika ktsas. But Tosfos did not learn like that. So Tosfos learned now that according to Ravashi, if the chitoy, the stirring of the coals, is not muchan, that means as long as the tanel is closed, so there's nothing but to worry about. So Tosfos asked Taibazoi, So why aren't you allowed to put a pas b'soich ha-tanu? What's wrong there? It's also closed. V'oid, mishal shel nesa pesach. The Gemara says that why are you permitted right before Shabbos to put a korban pesach into the oven? Amrin and my time. So the Gemara says the whole reason could be mishum de b'necha bures reasoning ke de meforish l'kamon. So one man the Yomah says the heter is because the Bnei Chabura, there's Rizim, one will remind the other, so there's no Gzeira Shemo Yechate. For Balavo Hinami Shori, it's Samazoy Yitzmuta. According to Ravashi, as long as it is in Atano, there's nothing wrong. So Tosfos answers, V'yeshloima the Mairi, Tzai the Gemara of Mishal Tlunas HaPesach, and Tzai the Gemara, they noisnim HaPas B'soich HaTano, the Mairi Shahatanu Posuach. It is speaking about that the oven is open. So Memele, the opportunity to stir the coals, you have an open oven. And therefore you need the Nusvara of Nechabura's reasoning. V'nire, so Tosfos says, the Ein Halacha Kerab Ashi Bahai Lishna. We do not paskin according to the second Loshen, that according to Rav Ashi, you don't need any heter whatsoever. The shori balche v'loi shorik. The sugi de la'el de koma, because the Gemara before said gansel omdesen, kiven de kosher lei zike, lei megali lo, lei osi kevose. According to Rav Ashi, you don't need kosher lei zike. Tchein sugi de la'kamon, gabi b'nei chabura des rizenein, the mishani hai de menatech, Perish v'kosher leizike v'hayloi menatach. The Gemara says that if there are pieces, so then it is permissible. And there's no v'kosher leizike, then it's permissible because then he won't open up the door of the tano. V'hayloi menatach ul'ravashe v'leicha d'loi kosher leizike shori. So Tosfos paskins l'haloche like Rab Yirmi in the second Loshen. Zog de Gemara weiter. Bei Shammai Oimrim, in the Mishnah we heard, that one is not permitted, a moichel lenoche, one is not permitted to sell to a goy, vein toinim imoy, one is not to put on, permitted to put a masoy on him, vein magvin, vein toinim an a chamoyer, he's not allowed to be toin on the chamoyer, vein magvin olof, elokadei sheigil amokim korev, ubei silu matirim. Zot de bereise. Tone rabon, beshami me mulika odom chafeitze lenochi. One should not sell his chafetz to a goy. Velo yashi lenu, he shouldn't lend him a chafetz. Velo yalvenu, he shouldn't lend him money. Velo yitin loy bematone, he shouldn't give him a matone. Elo kidei she yagi ala beise. In order, if we can be assured that when the goy, there's enough time for the goy to leave his house, and to leave the house of the Yid and come to his own house. So Memele, so by giving him these chafetzim, no one will ever think that he's carrying it for me in Shabbos, because I can assume if I allotted enough time for him to go to his house, so Memele, they won't do this, so there's no Isser of Marasayim. Let us see Rashi. Lo yashi lenu shayle dover hachoyza be'en. Shayle is, he expects to get back the same chayvitz. Halva bedover hanitin lahitza. He'll give him back a different chayvitz equivalent to that what he lent him. Elakidei sheyagia hanochi lebeisay mebaoidyoim. And there's enough time that the goy could reach his house. Va'af al gav debididei kotorech. What's the problem? It's his, it's the goy's. Machmirim beishamai de michlof bishluche. People saw he left the Yid's house, he's carrying. People will think differently. People will think he's carrying for the Yid. So therefore there's a Issa Marisayim. ובייס הלל אומרים, כדי שיגיע לבייס הסמוך לחיימה. בייס הלל holds that he doesn't have to have enough time to reach his house. No, if he lives in a different city, as long as he can reach the first house in that city, so that's enough time. That means if it'll take a half an hour to reach the first house, and 3/4 of an hour to reach his own house, he's permitted to sell them till a half an hour before the Shkiyim. Who says he has to bring it, I have to assume he'll bring it to his house, maybe he'll bring it to that house. So the mele is al tzegzeira of Marasayin, as long as he got into the Goyish city, that's sufficient. Rabbi Kiva Omer kidei sheyetze mi Pesach Beisai. That as long as there's time to get out of the Yitz house before Shabbos, there's no gzeira anymore. This whole gzeira, Rabbi Kiva wasn't goyis. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So the way we look at the Baraisa, it seems there's a three-way machloikis. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Kiva. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Heinein divrei Rabbi Kiva. Heinein divrei Beis Hillel. No, there's a machloikis what Beis Hillel held. Rabbi Kiva is not a third day. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with the previous Tana what Beis Hillel held. Heinein divrei Beis Hillel. Leivor Rabbi Kiva elo leforesh divrei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Kiva says what he holds Beis Hillel held. Heinein divrei leivor Rabbi Kiva lachlik al Beis Hillel, lachlik al Tana ben machlokusoi. Shom ali bide Beis Hillel. The Tana before said according to Beis Hillel. Lebayis asomach lechayme, v'Rabbi Kiva leima le'amra beisilo, kein elo k'dei sheyetzei mipesach beisa. Tono rabon, beishamai oimrim, let us see Taisus, v'le'yashilenu k'dei sheyagia lebeisa. So Taisus says, le'mayri be'kelim da'osu lebeishamai mishum shvises kelim. We're not speaking about kelim that this goy might go and use them in Shabbos, so there's an Isser of Shvises Kalim. Le'yashilenu. Afilu b'reviyah b'chemishi nami. Eloku goyim cholot v'shar dvorim. V'taymo mishum ha'itzo v'nire kishluchay k'deperish b'kunteres. So memele, that's the Isser is where Rashi says it's nire kishluchay. Tana Rabon, Beishamei Oimrim lo yimker odom chemtsoi lenochi, ele im kein yoideya boi sheyichle koidem ha-Pesach. Divrei Beishamei. Beishamei holds that one is not permitted to sell chometz to a goy before Pesach unless he knows that it will be eaten before Pesach. That means if he'll sell him $10,000 worth of cookies a month and a half before Pesach, it's no good. Stama vinisht vi, he'll be around in Pesach also. So that's also. He has to only sell him amount that he can be assured that the goy will eat it up before Pesach. What is the svar of Beis Shammai? So here Rashi didn't tell us anything. We're ignorant. But Rashi in Psochim tells us Pshat in Beis Shammai. Amoyredike Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds Sovri mitzvah olav levavai min ha'ilom. The mitzvah of Biel Chometz is if I once possessed Chometz, so it's mutal on me that when it comes Pesach, this Chometz has to be destroyed. So by getting it out of my house, I'm mevatel mitzvah tashbisu. I'm not even Bal Yeroh, it's not my chometz, but mitzvah olav levavei min ha'olam. Agavulche, we see a few nekudas from this Rashi. So it's mitzvah olav levavei min ha'olam, so how does bittul help according to Beis Shammai? So l'chayre, we see, could be Rashi l'shitosoi. There's a machlekes harishonim, what is pshat in bittul? Taisus learns bittul is hefker, so Taisus Taisus learned a different pshat in Beis Shammai al kocho, but it's hefker. So how could you be mafker? You also weren't mevare min ha'ilom. But Rashi says that the gedder of bittul is that the Ramban says pshat. You learn out bittul from the word tashbisu. Shabitul. So the Ramban says, what is pshat bittul? Shabitul moyel lahoitziyoi mitayras chometz lachshivay ka'ofel, that the Torah was mechadish, you don't have to destroy it physically, but if in your mind it doesn't have any chshivis by you, it is worthless. So memele, so that's enough. So it's also mevare min oilam. There's no chometz around. That means the chometz that has use, that is edible, that's not this chometz. This bottle of schnapps is garnish to me. It doesn't mean anything. It's ka'afra di alma. So memele, so he's also mevare min oilam. A third yisoid you see from Rashi, so how is one permitted, there's a machlokes harishonim, if one is mekayim tashbisu with eating it. Others learn that the gedder of tashbisu is you have to destroy it. If you're eating it, that's not a kiyum of tashbisu. So machudish tika balamur, the balamur says one can be mekayim tashbisu with achila. From Rashi we also see this. If Beis Shammai held that you have to be mekayim bir min oilam, so you see that achila is called beer, and the guy is also going to eat it. The guy is not an incinerator. I mean, the guy is going to eat it. So kaponim, we see that eating is also called beer min ha'olam. And Rabbi Chanan is medayik. Rabbi Chanan says lochayri see another chiddush from where Rashi says pshat and Beis Shammai. I mean, l'chayre, you see, how was I yoytze tashbisu by giving it to a goy? Ein shlichus la'akum? Like, he's eating it. From Rashi, you see that the mechuvan is, as long as it's getting destroyed, could be, you can look at him like an incinerator. I mean, al kaponim, if I know he's going to eat it, so it's considered that, that's sufficient. This is all Beis Shammai, Meiridik Mechudishtik, where Rashi says himself. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Kolzman Shemuta La'ochlai Muta La'mochai. If you're permitted to eat it, you're permitted to sell it. What is Pshat in Beis Hillel? So the Maram Chalav and the Meiri say, they learn Tashbisu Sa'ir Mibotechem. You don't have to get rid of it from the world. Get it out of your rishus. That is the mitzvah of tashbisu. By selling it, you're mekayim tashbisu. That's also tashbisu. The mitzvah of tashbisu is mibotechem. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kutach habavli v'chol minei kutach, also limkei lamid yoyim koidem ha-pesach. Rabbi Yehuda is gor interessant. Kutach habavli, what is kutach habavli? Kutach habavli was a dip. So Rashi says, "Noisnim boi chometz kedabrinim ba'elo oivrim ve'enoi osoi lechol yachat." This you don't eat. This you don't eat plain. Ela litvil boi. You just dip into it. Ve'enoi kolo adzman merubet. This takes a long time to finish it. You sell a gallon of kutach a good 3 months. So memele osa limkay lamid yoyim koydem ha'pesach. Shloishim yoyim, mishemaschilim lidroish behilches ha-pesach, chola zoras pesach olof. So what is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? What is the Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi in Psochim says, Rabbi Yehuda is Beis Shammai zachosit. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that the chiyuv of tashbisu is lashbisu min oilom. But the chiyuv of tashbisu is not chal on you, by Shvat or Kislev. The Chiyuv of Tashbisu is Chal. When Shoylin V'Dershim Hilchis HaPesach, we learn that from a Posig, Shloishim Yom Kodem Achag, this is already Pesach already. Not only you learn Hilchis Pesach, Dinei Pesach is Chal. So Memele, then already you, this Chal on you a mitzvah lahashbis. So Moiridik Maral, the Maral says that, When the pool that Haman made, the Geirel came out, Yud Gimel Ador. So he says, Teich HaDvorim, he says, Agaval de Kizah. He says, Haman was very happy with this. It came out Yud Gimel Ador. He says, why Yud Gimel Ador? He says, because Yud Gimel Ador is the end of the year. Ador is the last month, and Yud Gimel is the end. What's with Yud Dalet?
Yidal des Pesach already. Since the Shoylem V'doshim V'Hilchis Achad, that's Zman Gula, that's Zman Yeshua, he didn't have any Havamina that he should start working at that time. Yud Gimel, Fakel, that's the end of the year. Fakel, Samemela, that's why he was Sameh. Abal Koponim, we see that Rabbi Yehuda held that the Chiyuv Tashbisa was Chal, the Chiyuv Tashbisa was Chal when they're Shoylem V'doshim. Tana Rabot. Neisnin mizoinois lifnei hakelev v'chotzav. One is permitted to give mizoinois in front of a kelev v'chotzav. Not loy v'yotza. So this is a chiddush. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is that there's a din, one is not matriach l'tzoyrech habalchai. You're not allowed to be matriach l'tzoyrech habalchai to give mizoinois. What's pshat? Rashi says, Kelev Rami Olei Lezoinoi. The Gemara is going to mention this svara soon. So the Orach HaShulchan is medayik from this Rashi, that this Rashi is not like a Levush. The Levush says pshat in this halacha, that it is speaking about Kalboi. His Kelev, so a person owns a Balchai, so that's the responsibilities of an owner to see that his balchai should have to eat. That's what the Levush says. So Rashi should have said, Dirami Yalei Lezoine. That means not all Kloven. That means it's a Kelev, Dirami Yalei Lezoine. Rashi says, Kelev, any dog, is Rami Yalei Lezoine. There's a mitzvah to give mezoines to a Kelev. A Kelev is nebuch a bitterer rachmones, the mizaynois of mu'otim, and that's why the food digests by him very slowly. So, therefore, it's an inyan of rachmones to give food to a kelev. So therefore, Rashi says, Rami olei lezoinoi, that a kelev is Rami olei lezoinoi, so even though he's batriach, in the Achonis Amos, and this is nicht kein Shabbos dicke Geschäft, and therefore the Morgan Avrom says that what people put out Shabbos Shire for the birds is wrong, because that's Loi Romi Olei Lezoinoi. You shouldn't put it out in Shabbos, that's what the Morgan Avrom time is. Aber Al Koponim Akelav is Romi Olei Lezoinoi, so he's permitted to put it out in his yard, and let the Kelav Essen Gesundheit. Not Loi V'yotza. What if the kelev goes and takes it out of the yard? He's taking it out of his rishus. Ain't his kokimoy? No problem. What the shaila? Nirikishlucha? No problem whatsoever. Everyone knows it's a kelev, it's not a shlia. Some mail is no problem. Kiyaitse boy, nice nim mizdoinais, lifnei hanochi bechotza. It's very interesting, the kiyaitse boy. Same thing. Kegeben faragoy oichet. Not loy v'yotza, ain't his cocking loy. If he takes it out, there's also no problem. In fact, the Gemara hosu lomoli haina hach, what's the difference? Haina kelev, haina nochi, the same thing. What's the difference? So see, Tais is going to explain. Or madat, what's the Gemara says, madat, haina hai romi alei. No, a kelev, I would think, is mutter. Because romi alei lezoinai. V'hai loy romi alei. Kamash melon. Afal pikan, you're permitted to give to the goy. Agavuche, there's a machloikis apoiskim, if one is permitted, the loshen agmore, noisnin mezoines lifnei hakelev. That means you put it down in front of the kelev. So the same loshen is, noisnin mezoines lifnei hanochi. Other achroinim hold that it's tafke muta if you put it lefonov. Not permitted to give it into his hand. There's a chash, maybe he might go out, and you may be akire. So, other achroinim are machmer, and the Leo Rabbe is maple. Since you didn't tell him to take it or anything, so the lefnei anochi is lav dafke lefnei hanochim. There's no Rashi. Taisus. Noisim is enis lanochi bechotzer, b'shabbos. Afilu lebe shamai, that said, Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to give something to a goy till he has time to go home. and here it's Shabbos, so he'll zicher. The regular ochle miyad, because I don't have to be afraid that he's going to go home. I'm giving it to Mustamal eat over here. V'davke mezaynis, davke mezaynis. So I can assume I'm permitted to some lead it up. Avo shalcha feitzim asurim, afilu lebeisilu. Loishori beisilu elo be'erev Shabbos. Pumfaker, erev Shabbos, I gave it to Moses man heta. So then the nirikish luchoi, they weren't chayish. Avo b'Shabbos loy. Like this is when time of my nice name is in this lonochi b'shab. So keep in the name is in a say him o lecho. Since the Gemara says leiro me o leilo zayni kidem rin en hoche. So me meile, how is one permitted to be matriach himself or a goy? O be perig beis de beye, the Gemara says the moitze in yes anochi shem is in a say him o lecho litzom. Kidem rin en bepe, the Gemara says anochi is in a say him o lecho. So let's say that we never beg basket the also the troich be shabbos losses me zayn is nei chai me shum dein me zayn no isa volech o chanam yavol la meisa ben nochi. So how is one permitted to give a goy the etzem tircha, the etzem preparation, if it's aim is in a sech olecha, how are you permitted? The yeshloi makim the mefarnas in aniye nochim im aniye yisro me shum darkei shalom that there is a tzayrech. There's a tzayrech of darkei shalom. We're living in Golis, and there's a gewaldic inyan of darkei shalom. Ish choshiv tzas b'zaynois av olecho le'inyan iser tayreach shvus tarabonos. L'gabi this iser of tirche, this is enough of a tzayrech. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, we're not, darkei shalom was lavdavka by aniyei yakam anigoy, efilu yes panose. That means this act of achnosa soichem is permitted in Shabbos. There's a tzeirich for it. So the iser of tirche ishalayla tzeirich Yisrael here is mutter because it's called a tzeirich. It's a tzeirich of Baal Kishom. That's the afkel gabit iser shvus aval inyan asiyas meloche biyontev. The Gemara in Bay is speaking about if one is permitted to cook for a goy. Tahave iser diyaraisa. That is not considered mezeinaisav olecha. The choshev mezeinaisav olecha that it's called you're cooking l'tzayrach Yisrael. That says I didn't know l'tzayrach akum. That is also midaraisa.